Jennifer Martins had been teaching for 20 years in the Plymouth School District when she got National Board certification in 2008. She already had a master's degree, but said she needed the challenge and wanted to keep up with changes in education.
I learned a lot about my teaching, and I learned a lot about things that I had been doing for years that were still really, really good, some things that I had stopped doing that I needed to start doing again.
For instance, Martins resumed more hands-on learning in the classroom. Nationally, only about 2.5% of teachers in America are nationally certified. Michelle Accardi is with the National Board for Professional Teaching Standards. She notes a Harvard study finds higher student achievement among those taught by certified instructors.
Those learning gains add up for our students, in particular for our students who may be impacted by poverty or other things where we're really trying to get those gains to a level that's going to maximize their academic potential and their high school graduation rates.
Accardi says the greatest impact can be in science and math, areas the U.S. has been trying to emphasize.
I'll be very honest with you, on a personal level, I agonize for the children that don't have a board-certified teacher and think about how much more progress we could make for these students if they were able to have a board-certified teacher.
Two-thirds of state, including Wisconsin, provide salary incentives for certification. The states also provide stipends to partially cover the cost of obtaining what many consider the highest professional achievement in teaching. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.